So our second podcast discussing the mitzvos of Leil HaSeder, the Seder in general, and the yesodos of Pesach and Leil HaSeder, share with you now four. The number four is a critical number regarding Leil HaSeder. Let's take a sweeping view at Leil HaSeder, Tesvav, Nisan, the Seder in totality, and share with you upwards of 10 times that the number four plays a significant role on the evening of the Seder. Number one, there are four cups of wine, arba kosos, and keneged those arba kosos, there are four lishonos of gula, four ways the Torah refers to the redemption. Those words are vehotzesi, vehitzalti, vigoalti, velokachti, four words that the Torah uses to define, to articulate, to represent the freedom that we so enjoyed on the evening of Tesvav Nisan. There are four questions of the Ma'anishtar, the Arba Kushios, the Fir Kashis. There are Arba Banim, there are four sons that we highlight at the Haggadah. The Chacham, the Tam, the Rasha, and the She'enu Yodeh Lishvol. There were four Chachamim sitting, traveling to Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak. Who are those four students, those four colleagues of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, and Rabbi Tarfon. All four of them went to sit with Rabbi Akiva. They were sitting with him, Kol Oso Halayla, the first story that we read in the Maggid section of the Haggadah. There are four ways that we refer to a Chacham in the Seder. Ve'afilu kulanu Chachamim. Nivonim, Zikanim, Viyodim es HaTorah. Thus, four ways we refer to Chachamim in the Seder. And in the famous exclamation that we make, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenason Torah Lamo Yisrael Baruch Hu, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch, four different ways that we bless, praise, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are four halachas relating to the Korban Pesach, which takes place Leil Tesvav Benisa. Number one, Eino Nechal Ela Balayla. The Korban Pesach can only be eaten in the evening. Eino Nechal Ela Chatzos. It's only eaten up until midnight. Eino Nechal Ela Minuyav. You could only eat from the Korban Pesach if you're registered, if you're part of that chabura. Nechal Tzli. It has to be eaten roasted. Thus again, the number four halachas relating to the Korban Pesach. Another number four. The Haggadah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzma, Hashem himself, took us out of Egypt. Ani v'lo malach, v'lo saraf, v'lo shliach, v'lo acher. We refer to four people who didn't take us out of Egypt. Not a malach, not a saraf, not a shliach, not acher, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzma. Although there are three matzos that we have at the Seder table, indeed there really are four, because the middle matzah is cut in half, half of it for Yachatz, half of it for Afrikomen. So really there are four matzos Leil HaSeder, just like there are four cups of wine, just like there are four questions, just like there are four sons, just like there are four lishonos of Geula. Finally, the number four is the amount of mitzvos that we have Leil HaSeder. We have four mitzvos. Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is number one. Number two, mitzvos Achilas Matzah. Number three is the mitzvah Achilas Maror. And number four, of course, is the mitzvah of Shtias Arba Kosos. You'll ask me, isn't there a fifth? What about Hallel? Hallel can be included in the mitzvah of Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Thus, four mitzvos on this evening. What is the significance of these 10 facts that are all revolving around the number four? What is it about the number four, Leil Tesvav B'Nisan? What is it about the number four at the Seder? The Vilna Gaon famously comments that the number four is unique to this evening because there are four people who are required to make the brach of Hagomel, thanking HaKadosh Baruch. We paskin in the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud, Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Yud Tes, Arba Tzrichim Lehodos. There are four people who are required to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are those four? Number one, Yorde Hayam, somebody who crosses, traverses the sea, the ocean. Number two, Holchim Idbario, somebody who travels through the desert and successfully traverses the desert and reaches the other side. Number three, Yotze Mibes HaAsurim, somebody who's been incarcerated in jail and is freed. And number four, Cholesh Nisrape, somebody who was sick and has been healed. Of course, we're all familiar with the Birchas HaGomel, and it's those four people that make the blessing of Gomel. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kulam Hayu Biyotze Mitzrayim. We fulfilled each of these four when we left Mitzrayim. Number one, Sheyardu B'Yamsuf. We crossed the sea. Number two, Holchum Abinbar. We've traveled through the Midbar for such a significant amount of time. Number three, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We left incarceration. We left the Beis HaAsurim. We left the jail. We left the quarantine of Egypt. And number four, b'matan Torah nisrapu kol acholim. When we reached matan Torah, all those who were ill, who were sick, who were not feeling well, became healed. Amnas de Vilna Gaon says, val arba dvarim elu anutzrichim lahodos. For these four things, we have to be thankful. Thus, the number four, in terms of the birchas agomel, the four individuals who are required to make birchas agomel, as a community, as a nation, we fulfilled each of those four. Thus, the thanksgiving and the appreciation, the hakaras hatov that we express on the evening of the Seder, Leil Tesvav B'Nisan, revolves around the number four. That's the position of the Vilna Gaon. There's another pshat that some suggest, and that is the Shem Havaya, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is four letters, the ultimate name of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That it's the ineffable name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't even recite it, articulate it. We don't know how. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodu V'Atzma reveals himself with those four letters. Thus on Leil HaPesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself took us out of Egypt, v'lo al yidei malach, not through an angel, v'lo al yidei saraf, v'lo al yidei shliach, not through a proxy, v'lo acher, not through anybody. Those four were not the ones who took us Egypt, out of Egypt, but rather it's the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name only appears in the Haggadah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not written in the Haggadah, and therefore another reason for the number four Leil HaSeder is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, was the one who redeemed us and took us out of Egypt, b'chvod of Atzmo, lo yalidei malach, v'lo yalidei saraf, v'lo yalidei shliach, v'lo yalidei achar. But there's a third reason as well, and that is that the Pasuk famously says earlier in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayera, how many years would be subjugated in Egypt? Arba meos shana. There will be a 400-year shibud. And ultimately then the Pasuk says, Vidor Revi Yashuvu Heina. The fourth generation will return. And thus that number four is so critical, the fourth generation. And therefore as we pine and pray, daven, hope, and mispale Leil HaSeder, that this is the last Pesach Seder that we celebrate in the Golos, Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim, thus the number four again is highlighted, Vidor Revi, the fourth generation will return. But I'd like to suggest that these three explanations in terms of why the number four is so relevant, significant, and is highlighted Leil HaSeder, is really expressing three of the most fundamental yesodos, three of the most basic points of Leil HaSeder. Number one, and that is Hakaras HaTov. This Seder is about being giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hallel v'Hoda. The brachos that we recite at the Seder are all about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May Shibud l'Geula. From difficulty, from trials and tribulations, from slavery and difficult subjugation to Or Gadol. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose, the whole focus of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hallel Nirtza, Hallel V'Hoda, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being our Father in Heaven, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Egypt, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to cross the sea, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us to Matan Torah. Thus Hakaras HaTov is such a central, critical role and such a critical part of the Haggadah. Therefore Birchas HaGomel, the blessing of HaGomel, thanking you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to cross the sea, for allowing us to leave Mitzrayim, for allowing us to get through the Midbar, for allowing us to be healed at Matan Torah. That's one of the fundamental aspects of Leil HaSeder. There's something to think about, talk about. To look through the Haggadah is to recognize just that, the Hakaras HaTov. Number two, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei. We have to note, recognize that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. We have to be Makir BaHashem Umitziyuso. Recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Umanik ve'ein od milvado. And that's the message Leil HaSeder that we have to continue to push and to continue to transmit to the next generation. Mitzios HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a borei and a manik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after us. He takes care of us. He's a borei and is a manik. He's a mamtzi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael Bashkacha Pratis, just like he did then with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Makos, with Makos Bechoros, with Kriyas Yamsov. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after each and every single individual, our community and our nation. Finally, even though we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough. In until we return to Eretz Yisrael with the Geula Shlema. That's the ultimate thing that we wait for. And that's how we finish the Seder. Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim. And that's the other message in the number four. And that is Dor Revi Ashuv Hena. The fourth generation will return. And thus the three critical foundations, the Yesodos of Leil HaSeder, to contemplate, to consider, to think about, to ponder, to pray for, to recognize. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakara Satov. Number two, recognizing you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Makir Hashem. And number three, to continue to wait for the Gula. That's the number four, and that's the Birchas HaGomel, number four. Those are the four name, the four letters in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke. And that is the Arba Me'o Shana of the Shibud, and ultimately Dor Via Shuvu Heina. We should be Zoche to appreciate what we have, Leil HaSeder, and to continue to understand, to look forward to Leil HaSeder, and to bring out these three critical aspects of the Seder as we prepare the Haggadah, look through the Haggadah, and teach and transmit this message at the Seder L'Shana Haba, Yerushalayim.